The Corrupt Administrator. Mr. Watson is an administrator at a big factory that made different kinds of merchandise. During a meeting at the company's headquarters, his bosses said they wanted the factory to make more money. "If the factory makes more money, then you will too," his boss, Mr. Johnson, told him. It was a great incentive. Mr. Watson had always wanted to be as affluent as his bosses. Mr. Watson returned to the factory and started making changes. However, most of his changes were not very nice, and some were not legitimate. First, he fired all his employees. Then, he automated the entire factory. Machines now made everything, and his employees had no jobs. Next, he bribed some corrupt senators into legislating special subsidies for the factory. Finally, instead of paying a company to dispose of the factory's rubbish properly, he violated the law by throwing it into the river to save money. At first, all the changes to the factory's infrastructure created more revenue, but soon, many stores could no longer sell the factory's goods at retail. It seemed that the machines couldn't make products as well as the workers. The customers were disappointed with the factory's merchandise. There were other problems, too. The workers had told their friends and family to stop buying the factory's goods. Officials discovered the factory's rubbish in the river, and when they audited the company, they discovered that Mr. Watson had manipulated the law in order to get more money. All transactions with Mr. Watson's factory stopped. The factory lost money, and Mr. Watson lost his job. He realized his mistakes too late. He had tried to become rich by saving money any way possible, but the cheapest way is not always the best.